Paul, I'm sorry to ask you on such short notice, but can you finish making these charts by noon today?
I'd really like to, Miss Chester, but I have to finish writing this report for the sales department by 11:30. Would it be possible for you to wait another few hours?
I wish I could, but I really need the charts for my meeting at 12:30.
Would you happen to know if Shelley is in her office now?
Yeah, she's there.
Good. If she could finish this report for me, then I could get the charts done for you.
Great! I'll tell her to take this over for you. I'd really like you to do the charts. The ones you did last week were perfect.
I appreciate that. I'll get started on them right away.
Mr. Tanaka, do you have a moment?
Sure, Rachel. What can I help you with?
Well, I just received a call from a newspaper in Boston. They'd like to get some information from you for an article.
What's the article about?
It's about local businesses and their programs to help the community. They'd appreciate it if they could ask you a few questions.
Sure. I'm going to be out all day today and tomorrow, but if they call me on Friday afternoon, I could spare a little time.
Great. I'll tell them to do that.
Thanks. I really like what you've done with these brochures, but would you mind making a few changes?
Of course not. What did you have in mind?
I'd like you to make our logo on the front page bigger so that customers will recognize us at a glance.
Sure, I could do that.
Thanks. Also, could you please change the background color? Blue doesn't match our brand image, so either green or orange would be better.
Okay, I'll redesign it and show you a sample by the end of the week.
Actually, I would be grateful if you could give us one by Thursday.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Michael, do you have a moment? I want you to run the new model kickoff event for us.
Sure, Cindy, but I've never done this before. What do I need to do?
First of all, you'll have to make sure everyone gets to their seats on time. Have the MC make announcements 10, 5, and 2 minutes before the start.
Good, I can do that. What else?
Be very careful with the script. Never give it to anyone who isn't involved with the production. And don't let anyone go backstage at any time.
Okay, just one thing though. The event is on Friday, and I'm supposed to take a conference call at 11 a.m. that day.
Ask Ray to cover that for you. He knows what's going on.
Okay, got it.
Hi, Charles. I need you to look over these brochures. We're choosing a new data center, and I'd like to hear your opinion on which one to select.
Sure, Mary. What are your criteria?
Be sure it has the latest technologies, such as backup power and air conditioning. And it has to be in a secure location.
All right. I'd like to help, but I don't really know much about data centers, or even computers for that matter.
It's okay. You don't have to be a specialist. I just want to see which of these three centers makes the best impression on you. You can usually tell by reading the brochures.
In that case, I'll take a look at them after I finish my emails today.
Thanks a lot. We're not in a hurry, so tomorrow or Thursday is fine too.
The wait times for people calling our help desk have really gone up.
We have to do something about that. What do you suggest?
First, we should get the personnel department to hire a few more employees to take phone calls.
That would help. But we also need to redirect some of that traffic to the website.
A lot of people say the help section of the website is a little confusing. Could we ask Kana in the IT department to redesign it?
Sure. I'll get her to come up with some ideas.
Finally, we have to tell the rest of the staff that this is happening. I don't think enough people know.
Okay. I'll have Samantha organize a meeting to get the word out.
What do you think of the latest proposal for the magazine cover?
If you ask me, it's not going to be very successful.
But Mr. Martin's proposals have always done very well.
It's true that he did come up with some really good ideas in the past, but this isn't one of them.
It depends on your taste, I guess. I think the cat photo he used is outstanding, and the copy he wrote really grabs your attention.
Well, I'm glad you like it. In my view, his works have become a little outdated. In fact, I think it's time to try something new.
But there's no doubt that people love photos of animals. So I really think we have a winner here.
Anyway, the decision is up to the editor, so we'll see what she says. I think our new phone system will be a huge seller. After all, our previous models did really well.
I'm not so sure. I'm a little concerned that, with the model that's currently in development, we may not reach our targets this year.
Why do you say that?
Because fewer and fewer people are using phones at home. A lot of people are getting rid of landlines altogether and using only mobile phones. As a result, similar systems from other companies have had disappointing sales.
That's a good point. Maybe we should consider adding features that would make the system more attractive to people with mobile phones.
Good idea. Therefore, we should schedule a meeting with the development team.
I'll have Wendy set it up.
Did you hear that our company will be moving to an office in the Oak Hills building?
That new skyscraper downtown? That's twice the size of this place. What a great idea!
I disagree.
Why? Think of all the space we'll have. I can't wait.
Maybe you're right. But don't we have plenty of space now?
No way. I heard that we're going to hire 20 more people in the next 2 years.
I see what you're saying. But can we afford the rent?
I'm sure the management has figured that out. And it'll enhance the prestige of our company.
I suppose so. Anyway, at least there will be some great restaurants we can go to for lunch.